Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's a new season and it's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully on Life's Highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and a richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you our global listening audience for about 40 minutes in today's programming around our subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This obviously lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love here on Motivational Mondays, and we do encourage you, our global listening audience, why don't you chime right on in at the appropriate time? On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. And I want to drop a little nugget of thought for you to ponder. Do you have the right people in your circle? Things that make you want to go, The question on the table is, do you have the right people in your circle? Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Allow those social media juices to start to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send someone a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school. Send a fax or an email. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. We want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, smartphones handy, to capture the richness of notes that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Monday, we encourage you to take a quick moment, grab what you need to grab, get some tea, some coffee, some water, some juice, some sparkling apple cider, I don't know, whatever you drink, whatever your preference, grab it and let's have some time sharing so that we may be more empowered. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it is time to, we said it earlier, shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series. And the thought that we're giving you is the power of the right circle. Not just any circle, but the power of having the right circle. And when we're talking about circle, we're talking about the right network, the right people around you, the right wisdom, that right counsel, those individuals that are in your corner. I often reference the movie Meet the Fockers and the Robert De Niro character. He had the circle of love, the circle of trust. And so when we're talking about having the right people around you and the power of the right people, as we started out with a thought to ponder, and that thought to ponder was, do you have the right people in your circle? Because the right people can help to get you to another level on your journey. The wrong people will have an adverse effect. And so as we are here as entrepreneurs, as business individuals, as visionaries, as CEOs, as corporate executives, whatever your level is, we want to make sure that we're continuously leveling up and growing to another level. And that is what my desire is for each and every one of you listening in, that when you spend and invest, it's an investment. When you make this investment of time, when it's all said and done, you leave more empowered with a greater richness so that you feel like I'm more equipped to move forward to the next level in my vision, to move forward in the next level of my desire and my goals and my dreams and whatever that may look like for you. So again, the question raised, and begin to really process, do I have the right people around me? You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't know. How do I know if I have the right people around me? Well, one of the things that I want you to begin to start to think about is that leaders, true leaders, are about service. True leaders are about service. And for those of you who are regular listeners and those of you who follow Coach Adams, you know that I am a certified teacher, trainer, and coach for the John Maxwell team. And John Maxwell is truly the guru of leadership, the leader of all leaders. And one of the things that I learned from John Maxwell at another level is the significance of leadership and that leadership in service. And so I want to challenge you to recognize, do I have the individuals in my life that are serving me and allowing me to serve them? This speaks to having that core component of love. You love them, they love you. There's an admiration, there is a mutual respect. And this mutual respect is founded on and lends to a greater cause. Because our journey, whatever it may be, whatever your desires, your goals are, it can't just be about the money. If it's about the money, when the money is not there, you'll be disenchanted. you will lose focus. So in what we do, in everything that we do on any level, there has to be a greater cause. And so this greater cause is, how can I serve others and allowing others in their capacity to serve you? And so a true leader, as we mentioned, is one who is an individual of service. So leadership is about service. This leadership, you can't serve others if you genuinely don't love what you do, if you don't love the individuals that you desire to support. You don't have to like everyone, but you have to come from a genuine place of a greater cause that wants to support an individual at another level. So I don't know, maybe it's that you're an actor and you want to be on the big screen, or you're on the big screen. If you're in that role and you don't tap into that role at another level, you don't appear believable. And the goal is that you would become one with that character. And so if you have a business and your business is serving others, maybe you're a real estate agent, insurance agent. I don't know what you are. Maybe you're a CEO, whatever the case may be. If you're working with other people, and I can't imagine that you would be in an industry, because everything, even with social media, you have to connect with people at some level. And so if they don't feel a genuineness of service from you, they will automatically shut down. And you know what? There's others that will give them the service that they desire. And truly, service in today's age, it's a lost art. Try to reach someone personally when you call an entity. You know, you have to go through all of these prompts. I can't remember where I was calling. And I kept pushing zero to try to get an operator. And it said, that's not a good command. And I'm thinking, wow, there was a time when you hit zero, you would get a live person. But that wasn't even an option, because the art of service is lacking. And so in order for us to drive our vision to the next level, we must be leaders and individuals that are focused on service, serving each other for a greater cause. In addition, we must have individuals around us that are a positive influence. You know, I wrote a powerful piece, and it is reflected on my website if you want to reference that, at coachadams.com, on the power of words. In addition, I have a powerful chapter in the Change book. I'm a part of the Change book, one of 20 authors that are a part of the Change book number 14. And I wrote the piece on the power of words, expanded upon that little inspirational, that nugget of empowerment that's on my website. I bring that up because I have, on my journey, I've truly learned the significance of the power of words. You know, it's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words. And I share that with you because all of us are battling and struggling with some level of stinking thinking. All of us are battling and dealing with some level of stinking thinking. And so when we're talking about the power of the right circle and having the right individuals in your circle, you want to have those individuals that you can be a leader that's about service, and that service is one that transfers and translates one to the other. You also have to be that individual that is one that is a base of positive words and encouragement. Because the wrong word at a sensitive time, when you're following your dreams and trying to fulfill your vision, can demolish the dreams that you have before you. It's like a balloon. So you don't want someone that is a hope buster. That balloon is inflated, it's beautiful, it's vibrant, and someone takes a pen, bam, and all of the air in the sails of that balloon begin to fizzle out. And that is what happens when you're around individuals, when you have individuals in your circle that are negative Nellies, as one would say, negative Nicks, however you want to phrase it. Their energy is negative. I am one I always look for, quote unquote, the silver lining. My glass is always half full instead of half empty. And so when we're looking at around and about and who's in our circle, we have to identify, do I have individuals in my circle that when I'm so excited, my bloom is full with vision and my balloon is full with encouragement, that person comes around and they are like a pin popping that balloon. You have to be a base of encouragement, and you need encouragement. And, you know, it's so interesting because in writing The Power of Words, again, a part of the Change book, if you're interested in getting a copy of this powerful piece, let me know. I'll let you know how you can connect with me offline to make that connection or read the empowerment encouragement on CoachAdams.com. But the power of words is so important because it's been stated early on. I remember growing up, and I had someone tell me, you hear this growing up, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And what's so interesting about that is that a part of one of the greatest powers in the universe, the second powerful in my opinion, is the power of words. And we don't realize that we, each and every one of us, we are made up of all of the words that were spoken to us, in us, on our journey. From the moment that we were brought into this world, words have been shaping us. And those words that are being deposited have allowed us to grow into the individual that we have become thus far. It doesn't mean that we can't change that. It doesn't mean that we have to stay where we are. But it is important to understand that who we are today, our thinking today, what we achieve today or not achieve, it's all a direct result of the words that have been spoken. So when we're talking about the power of having this right circle and evaluating, do I have the right people in my circle that support my goals, that support my vision, that support my dreams? Are these people helping to build me up because they're a base of encouragement? Or are these people individuals that are tearing me down? And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad people. It's that their state of mind is limited. And as it relates to your vision, you want to make sure, it's just like a woman being pregnant in that first trimester of having that baby in the womb, she has to be very careful in that early stage of carrying that baby. And so for each of us, wherever we are on our journey of your vision of achieving your goals and living out your dreams, you have to understand that in those important stages, if you have the wrong people in your circle, the wrong people that are influencing you, this may very well be why you're not achieving your dreams. And you have to step back and be honest with yourself to determine, are my dreams enough to fight for that I will reposition and reshift myself to ensure that I have people in my life that I'm able to be a leader who is about service and that I have someone that's serving me. We're serving one to the other. That I have the right individuals in my life that are a force of positive words, that they bring encouragement to me and I bring encouragement to them. That we are truly, based on the power of words, we're edifying one another. We're building each other up. We're encouraging one another on our journey. Even in the difficult times, we can still find that silver lining. We can still be that base of our glass being half full versus half empty. There is a difference. Oh, my gosh. I remember on my journey many years ago, I had an individual in my life. And when I tell you this person could find negativity in everything, I don't care what the situation was. This individual, you've heard optimist versus a pessimist. While I tell you, they could find negative in any situation. And I'm like, wow, can't you see anything from a positive point of view? But that wasn't their thinking. Their thinking was everything was negative. I mean, this is the type of person, wow, you know, one person could have $100 in their account and they're grateful. Woo, I have $100. This person could have $10,000 in their account and they're finding something negative about that. And so perception is key, and that's why there's such power in words, and those that you have in your circle that are speaking words into your life, into your vision, into your goals, into your dreams. The other is this iron sharpening iron. You have to have individuals in your life, and it doesn't mean that you have a lot of people, but having the right people that allow you to be a leader who's about service, who is also serving you based on a greater cause, who is bringing encouragement into your life, into your vision, into your goals, into your dream, who is also a base of challenge, this iron sharpening iron. They stimulate you to grow, and you stimulate them to grow. There's a dual challenge that's happening. In addition, you want to make sure that you're able to really challenge individuals, but you're not just challenging someone. You yourself are being challenged, and you embrace the challenge. The reality is, as long as we have breath in our bodies, we have to and should be committed and focused to continuing to grow. I did a series around the 15 invaluable laws of growth, and it was truly powerful, based on the book by John C. Maxwell, one of my mentors. And it was truly powerful because so often we feel like, oh, growth is just going to happen. You know, I sit back, I kick my feet up, woo, and my growth is just going to happen. Not so. Growth only happens when you work it. You have to do some things in order to grow mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, whatever it is, financially. You can't just sit back on the easy chair, kick your feet up, and think that you're going to grow. No, you have to participate actively in your journey. And that's what I love about this wisdom that I'm sharing with you, that I've grown to learn to be true on my journey as a coach, and that I coach my clients and my coaching practice on, that iron sharpens iron. Of course, I often speak about the significance of having a coach, because that coach will challenge you and bring out these different elements that we're talking about today. That's just one relationship. But there are other relationships. If you're conscious around the people that are in your circle, you can make sure, do I have someone that I'm serving that's serving me, that allows me to be a leader who's about service based on a greater cause? Huh, check, I got that. Do I have someone that's encouraging me on a regular basis? For those of you who tune in to Motivational Mondays and you come here regularly, this is a part of the encouragement. Come and join us for that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. I honor you for making this investment in you. This is for you, for you to get empowered, for you to get some tools to add to your toolbox so that you are more equipped to move forward to the next level and leveling up with your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. Do you have that individual that is iron sharpening iron? They stretch you out of your comfort zone as you're stretching them out of their comfort zone. They challenge you as you are challenging them. One of the greatest bits of wisdom that I've learned from my mentors, and it's so powerful because when I really got this, it made the world of the difference. See, many of us, we want to stay in our comfort zone. Remember I talked about, you know, we want to be on the easy chair, feet kicked up, kicked back, relaxed. We don't want to participate in life. We want to stay comfortable. But what I've grown to learn to be true on my journey, that in order for us to move to another level, we have to grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And this being uncomfortable is a constant stretching out of our comfort zone. It's a constant challenging and stimulating us to grow and to move at another level. If you're not happy and pleased with where you are on your journey and the results that you have been and or you're receiving, you have to step back and do a reflective. You have to be honest with yourself. So often we stay on, we're that little hamster on the wheel. We stay on the wheel and we're just on the wheel moving from day to day, on the wheel, on the wheel, on the wheel, on the wheel, going nowhere. And we're sitting there going on this little wheel thinking, well, I'm moving, but we're moving in the same manner. We're doing the same things and yet expecting different results. That's called insanity. And so a part of shaping up and leveling up is you have to break the insanity. You have to be real and say, these things that I'm doing, they're not working. Be okay with stretching out of the comfort zone of what's familiar, trying something different, allowing someone to challenge you as you challenge them. Iron, sharpening iron. Be okay with being stimulated to grow to another level. On this journey of recognizing the power of the right circle, we've talked about the importance of leadership being leadership of servant. A true leader is one who serves others. And in this serving others, you're serving based on a greater cause. As we stated at the top of this time together, this hour of empowerment, if it's just about the money, when the money's not there, you're out. You're disenchanted. Now you're disappointed. You're frustrated because there wasn't a greater cause. And this leadership of service engages you at a different level, and it brings about a greater cause. So find that reason at the core of why you do what you do. Why do you desire this particular vision? Why these goals? Why this dream? Begin to evaluate and question and ask, on a deeper level, why do I want to achieve these goals? Why am I following this dream? Why do I have this vision? Get to the root of that greater cause. In that now will blossom and open the door to your area of service, how you can serve others. Be a base of encouragement. I mentioned and referenced the power of words, a piece that I have in the book, The Change, and a little touch of it on my website at coachadams.com. This base of encouragement, being a beacon of positive words, is so impactful. And this is what I've grown to learn to be true, that words are spoken constantly. We can't avoid, we can't get away from words being spoken. But we as the listener, we have the responsibility to select the words that we will allow to make a deposit into what I call our emotional bank account. You can guard your ear gates and your eye gates, the words that you see, the words that you hear. In addition, you have the responsibility to filter the words that you speak. So be a beacon of positive words. Encourage someone else. Allow them to, when they get into your presence, they know that you're going to be a person that will breathe life into their life. You're going to blow into their lives versus taking from their lives. Have you ever been in an environment and you see that person coming that you know, oh, my God, here he comes, here she comes, oh, my gosh. You feel just drained before they get to you because they are a base of such negativity. Those are not the people that you want in your circle. But yet life is filled with individuals that come from such a negative place. I mean, the world in and of itself, it is negative. And that's why this is a lot of work to really process around who's in my circle. Who is in my circle? When you're feeling hopeless and you're feeling frustrated, begin to step back and say, huh, What words have I been listening to? Who has been speaking into my life? You know, I often reference a athlete, Muggsy Bogues, and I remember hearing him speak some time ago when he was in the NBA. And, you know, he definitely was someone that stood out for me because based on the NBA standards, he should not have been in the NBA because of his stature, his height. And someone asked him, you know, because of knowing the industry standards and that he was definitely below that standard, asking him, well, what made you think you could be in the NBA? And this was so powerful. I heard this story, I don't know how many years ago, but it stands out to me even today because it connects with what we're talking about, the power of words and being a beacon and a light of encouragement. He said, Muggsy Bogues, he said, no one ever told me I couldn't. So he didn't have that negative stinking thinking. And because no one ever told him he couldn't, they told him, you can do whatever you want to do. You can be whoever you want to be. And so for him, that was like it was like he was putting on the Superman cape with the S. You know, I can do whatever I want. Because no one ever told him that he couldn't. Many of us are not achieving our dreams because of the words that have been spoken. Someone said, your mom was nothing. You're never going to be anything. Your dad didn't accomplish anything. What makes you think you can write that book? That's hilarious. Your mom, I mean, she had no aspirations. What makes you think you can write that screenplay? What makes you think you can start that business? What makes you think you can create that invention? So all of these negative words have torn us down. Remember I stated earlier, we receive one positive word to 25 negative words. So there's a lot of stinking thinking that all of us have to press through. And so when those words are spoken, I don't have to embrace those words. But if I embrace them, they become a little seed that's planted in my emotional bank account. And then someone else will come and water that, and now it begins to take root. So that's why there's so much importance around this base of the power of words. Iron sharpening iron, someone challenging you to another level. We talked about the importance of that. Mentorship, we've talked about number one, service. Number two, encouragement. Number three, iron sharpening iron. Number four, mentorship. It is so important to have mentors in your life and for you to be a mentor to others. I often recommend that you have someone that is above you, beyond you, on the journey, that can reach back and support you. So this is the illustration that I want you to see. You're in the middle of two people. You're in the middle of someone who's further along on the journey than you are. They can be a base of wisdom, a base of insight. This is someone that can listen to you, that can help you to flesh out and to move to the next level in your vision, give you some thoughts to think about because they've already been where you are efforting to go. But now you are also, remember I said the illustration is you're in the middle of two people. On the other side of you, you have that individual that now you're able to speak life into their life. You are able to be a mentor and a support. You're a little bit further on your journey than they are. And this indirectly brings about this challenge, as we talked about in number three, iron sharpening iron. Because as a mentor and having a mentor, and mentors may be dead and alive. You may have a mentor in a book. You may have a mentor that's alive that you connect with on a regular basis. You may have someone that you admire from a distance. Any great, successful individual has mentors at different levels. They have mentors. And so know that this is so key, but this what I'm challenging you is dual mentorship. That you have someone who is mentoring you as you are mentoring someone else. That challenges you in your belief system and in what's being deposited in you. How much do you believe it? Are you living it? Are you walking this path? And now challenging someone else on their journey and being a beacon of support and serving this individual, giving them encouragement and challenging them, iron sharpening iron. When we get to mentorship, now we can go upline and it starts to layer. That when I'm a mentor, I'm challenging someone else, this iron sharpening iron. I'm encouraging someone else. I'm serving someone else. There's a full circle that's starting to come into effect based on this power of having the right circle. Now you all are watering and nurturing and really supporting one another, that circle of trust. In addition, as we look at number 5, support you. Do you have someone that supports you? Someone that really supports your vision. That not only do they support your vision, but they embrace your vision and they're willing to follow you. See, now that is a great servant leader. That because you now become an influencer of others, you now have individuals that are following you because of your passion based on your vision, but that truly support you and your vision. And this is key. They support you and your vision. They don't just support you, but they support you and your vision. These are the types of people that you want to circle your have in your circle, that you want to circle the wagons with. You want to circle the wagons with individuals that allow you to be that servant leader, and you're able to serve them, and they're serving you. With individuals that give you encouragement as you encourage them. Individuals that are this base of iron sharpening iron. They challenge you. Individuals that now are mentoring you as you are mentoring others. And individuals that truly support your vision. And they're willing to get in the trenches with you. They are willing to follow you because they completely embrace your vision. I want to share with our global listening audience that this is the time in our programming where we open the lines to hear from you. This is when we invite you to share in today's discussion. I would love to hear from those that are listening in today. Are you getting anything from what's being shared that will support you on your journey? What's your takeaway? Do you have any thoughts around what has been shared and the power of the right circle? Well, again, this is the time in our program when you are invited to share in the discussion. We love the interaction, so don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. You do have to dial in to be able to interact live with us, ask a question, make a comment around today's subject, the power of the right circle. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And again, I encourage you, don't be shy. So as we continue in our empowerment today on the power of the right circle, I love giving acronyms around a word, a specific word. So today's word is right. R-I-G-H-T. And as it relates to having the individuals, the right individuals in your circle, this circle of love, this circle around you, so that you are more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and living out your dream, I want to give you something that I feel is truly a good point of reference when you're thinking about having the right people in your circle. R-I-G-H-T, R, relational. The R is relational because you want to make sure that those that are in your circle that you are bonded with, that you're building continuously a relationship with, a relationship with. They're not just people that are casually in your circle, in and out, tipping out, but you're establishing a special bond of relationship. So the R is relational. When we're looking at having the right people in our circle, we want to make sure that we have individuals that we are relationally connected to. I, you want to make sure that you have individuals in your circle that are, when we're talking about the right people, one, they must be relational. There must be a relationship. Two, they must be inspirational. They must inspire you. As we connected that back to the encouragement, and we connected relationship to service. I'm serving one to another. This is a relationship. This person that's inspiring me, they're giving encouragement. They're feeding into, they're depositing into my life. They're not just coming, taking, and draining me at every step along the way. They are a base of encouragement when we're talking about the right people in our circle. Right, R-I-G-H-T, R, relational. I, inspiring. G, goal-focused. The individuals that are goal-focused, you don't want to have people in your circle that they're not trying to reach a single goal. They don't have a vision. They don't have any dreams. They're not trying to achieve anything. Why? Because those individuals will hold you back. Because they're just all about sitting on the hammock, feet up. They're not trying to go anywhere. Why would you desire to have those individuals in your life that would potentially pull you down? And I remember John Maxwell sharing a cute little story about lobsters in a tank. And this story was so hilarious to me because I could see it on a different level. And some of you who listen regularly, you've heard me reference it. I don't mean to bore you, but it's just such a cute and impactful illustration. So bear with me as I share it with those that may not have heard it. And if you're hearing it again, maybe it'll connect with you at a different level. But so there was this aquarium with these lobsters in this tank. And we're talking about individuals, the right circle. We're talking about our G in our acronym for right, that these individuals are goal-focused. And so the lobsters in this tank, you know, one day one of the lobsters decided, I'm going to break out of here. I want more. And he's trying to crawl up and out of this tank. And what was interesting is that the other lobsters were pulling him down. They were pulling him down. And that is, in my opinion, so representative of it really represents life, because individuals who don't have a vision, who are not goal-focused and goal-oriented, it makes them feel uncomfortable when you start talking about achieving something. And they're, oh, no, you can't. So they want to pull you down. They want to pull you back. They want to hinder you from moving out of the aquarium. They don't want you to be the lobster. Then now you have vision and you're like, I'm breaking out of here. I'm going to another level. I'm leveling up. I'm living my dreams. I'm achieving my goals. I'm living my destiny. They don't want you to do that. Certain people do not want you to do that. It doesn't make them a bad person. They are just not the individuals that you want to have in your circle. They're not the right people. And we're talking about the power of the right circle. So those individuals are not the right people to have in your circle. I do want to remind our global listening audience that our lines are open. Feel free to interact and engage at any time. We invite you to share in today's discussion. We'd love to know, are you getting anything away, taking anything away, gaining any insight around this subject of the power of the right circle? Maybe you have a question, a comment that you would like to make. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Do know that this is a safe space, so don't be shy. Don't be scared. If you're on your electronic device, I want to share with you that you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. As we continue in today's empowerment here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, we laid a great foundation around the individuals, the type of people you want to have in your circle, that right circle. And we were starting to dig into this acronym of right. I do see that we have a caller, and I'll transition our caller in. Area code 916, last four digits, 8612. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you for being here.
Well, hello, Coach Adam. Thank you for having me. Thank you for all the words of wisdom that you give. I try to catch all your calls. They are quite inspiring and a lot of times confirmation. But when you talk about the right, I myself had to make that transition in having the right people. And not that necessarily the other people were the wrong people, were bad people, but even the ones that is just not moving, even though they might not have been pulling me back, they still weren't adding to me to push me forward. And I do have a number of people in my life, I must say, you know, and you know a couple of them, that literally pushed me. I think of the exercise that we did, Who Pushed You? You know, with Coach Charlene, that, you know, and I mean, you taught that scenario, and it was just such a good thing. And I'm thankful for at this point that I have looked back on my life in the past 10 years and how literally it has been a major shift in, what I say is with the people that I share my oxygen with. I say all the time, you cannot share your oxygen with everybody because they might not be that healthy one. So, you know, with you saying that, and I was just sharing with someone else, you know, maybe I need to not invest so much time over here because they're really not giving me what I need. And not that it's tit for tat, but I'm trying to get somewhere. And if I'm going to be investing, I'm looking for others to invest in me too, just in healthy conversation, that type of investment, you know. So thank you for your words of wisdom, and I really appreciate it and just wanted to give you that tidbit.
And I thank you so much. And like you said, and I love that you really hit this point home, that the individuals, it doesn't make them a bad person. It just, they're not the people that you want to be aligned with intimately on your journey. Because you're trying to go somewhere. And so I thank you for sharing your reflection. So powerful. And I'm happy that you're getting something from Motivational Mondays. I thank you for being here with us as frequently as you can. And do share with your network. Have someone join you for the next installment. Thank you for your comments. And we're going to continue in today's installment around our SHAPE series. And I want to make sure that you know we still have time. You can still chime in. Our caller that just spoke, we ask that you hit *1 on your keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. So if you have another comment or question before we close out, we're clear that it's a new comment or question. So thank you so much, *1, to remove yourself from the host queue. And so as we're looking at, we're going to do a quick summary recap of where we've been. And this is so rich and powerful. And I love it that we have to, and this is something that our caller just mentioned, we have to put the oxygen on ourselves before we can give oxygen to someone else. And, you know, whenever you're on a plane in flight and they give you the safety, they go over the safety, emergency, you know, they tell you, if we get low cabin pressure and there's a need for the oxygen mask, that you have to first put the oxygen on you before you try to put oxygen on someone else. And that is so powerful. Why? Because so many of us, we're trying to put oxygen on other people, and we haven't put the mask on ourselves. And this process that we're talking about today, the power of the right circle, is so that we can put the oxygen mask on ourselves, that we are now in a healthy place to support someone else. We can love individuals at different levels, but we don't have to have them intimately in our inner court. And that's what we're talking about. And so when we're looking at our acronym for RIGHT, R, relational, I, inspirational, inspiring, G, goal focus. If someone is not an individual that has goals, that's looking to achieve anything, you don't want them in your inner circle because they will not empower you. And as our caller said, it's not tit for tat, but the reality is birds of a feather, you heard the term, they flock together. Drug addicts hang with who? Drug addicts. Alcoholics hang with who? Alcoholics. Successful people hang with who? Successful people. So birds of a feather, the reality is that they do flock together. And so you want to make sure that you are aligned with, in your inner circle, aligned with like-minded people. Doesn't mean they're perfect. Doesn't mean that they lack, that they don't have flaws, that they're not lacking in certain areas. But at least you're like-minded in that you're trying to go somewhere, that you're trying to achieve something, that you can be, as we discussed earlier, this iron sharpening iron, challenging one another, that you're able to be servant leaders one to another, that you're a base of encouragement for each other, that you're being mentored and mentoring someone else, and that this individual or individuals really do support you and your vision. Because someone can support you and they can cut down your vision. That's not the right person to have in your inner circle because the two are one. That's when you are birthing a vision, when we're fighting to achieve our goals and live out our dreams and fighting for a vision, that's like a baby that we're carrying. And so you don't want somebody that you allow, you're saying, help me with my baby, and they're knocking your baby upside the head, throwing your baby down, having your baby to starve. I don't believe that any parent in their right mind would allow that. And so the same is true. That's why I said support you along with your vision. So H, they are heartfelt. These individuals in your circle, the right people, are heartfelt. When I'm talking about heartfelt, what am I saying? They are loving individuals. They are genuine, authentic individuals. They truly have your best interest at heart. And so you want to make sure that those individuals that are in your life, they really genuinely care about you. They genuinely love you. They genuinely want your best interest. They're looking out for your best interest. They are heartfelt. The T in right, and we're talking about the power of the right circle. And those individuals, the right people in your circle, have to be trustworthy. They have to be trustworthy. You don't have to ask them to sign a NDA, non-disclosure agreement. It's already spoken that they're trustworthy. They're not going to share your stuff. You're not going to turn on TMZ, figuratively speaking, and see all of your stuff on TMZ. They're not going, you can share in confidence what your goals are and your vision and not feel like, oh my gosh, this person is going to broadcast it to everyone. I'm not ready to share it at that level yet. I trusted them. So that T, having the right, the power of the right circle, that T is that that individual or individuals have proven that they are trustworthy. When someone is trustworthy, they are integrity, they are base, that base is integrity. They are integral people. And integrity shows up. You don't have to tell someone to be trustworthy and integral. It shows up. It's so interesting. I went to the 99-cent store today to pick up a couple of items, and I had this one item in my basket. It had flipped over, so I didn't see it. I saw the back, and I just thought it was a piece of paper. But when I was putting everything in my car, in my trunk, I realized, oopsie, I didn't take that out the basket because it was kind of slid just slightly underneath some bottles, and the gentleman, the cashier, said, you don't have to take all of those bottles out. Just give me one, right? And so this little thing had kind of lodged halfway underneath, but it, and it had flipped over, so I couldn't see what it is. It just looked like a piece of paper, as I stated earlier. So I got, we're talking about trustworthy. We're talking about being people of integrity. It's only 99 cents that we're talking about, but this is an illustration that is so impactful around what we're talking about as we prepare to close out today's installment in our Shape Up series here on Motivational Mondays. And so when I saw that, I said, oopsie, I didn't pay for that. I put all of my stuff in the car, and I honestly will admit I hesitated. I'm like, it was only 99 cents. But I said, you know what? It's still 99 cents. I didn't pay for it. It's not officially mine yet. I have to go back in the store, and I have to make them aware that, oops, accident, didn't mean to take it without paying for it, but I didn't. And the guy looked at me, and he said, wow, people don't come back. They would have just taken that item. And he said, that really says a lot about who you are. And I said, yeah, I fight to walk in integrity. And integrity would say that you didn't pay for this. You got to go pay for it. Now, if it was a higher price ticket item as well, I was intending on paying for it. It was in my basket. So why not when I get to the car and realize it's not paid for? But that's what we're talking about. When we're talking about trustworthy, it's an individual that walks in integrity. I trust that you have gotten some great richness around what was shared today, and do, if you're getting anything, share it with others. We want to continue our discussion, and we can do that through our social media outlets, Facebook. Wow, we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum so that we can continue the dialogue. Share what you've gotten from today's installment with others. Encourage them by the bits and pieces that you took away. Maybe you have a show idea. Maybe you have a question. Any of that, this is our place to interact. The social media form that we have through Facebook is a open forum, so anyone can join. If you're not already a part of that group, you definitely can ask to be a member, and we would welcome you. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. On our next installment, we will continue in our Shape Up series. And I want to remind you, if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of the shows and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. I want to stay in touch with you. If you're not already a part of my network, you can send a quick email so we can add you to our database at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give a call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you're interested in the change book, you can give us a call or shoot an email to the same, 310-289-2101, or send an email to admin@coachadams.com. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We have our Shape Up and Win live empowerment workshops. If you're interested in finding out more information, be in touch. You have 4 hours of power through our Shape Up and Win conference. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Every week as we come together on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you can receive that weekly infusion, that weekly dose of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams to reach your goals personally and professionally. You don't want to miss our next installment, and I want to remind you that as your coach, Coach Adams, I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the close of today's installment of Motivational Monday. I leave you with this.